All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Ayin. We're going to pick up actually at the bottom of Samech Tes on with the days. So we left off the Kori Achre Mos Va'ach Ba'asor. It's six lines up from the bottom. So remember, the Mishnah said that the Kohen reads in two sections in Vayikra and one section in Bamidbar. So says the Gemara or Minhi, but the Gemara raises a Kasha. Medalgin benovi vein medalgin batora. So remember, the Kohen goes in after he finishes reading the first section in Vayikra. He rolls the Torah to the second section in Vayikra. But the Gemara quotes the Braisa that says that we skip around in Novi, but we don't skip around in the Torah, meaning you don't skip within the scroll itself from one section to another in Torah, but you can do it in Novi. So when the Gemara talks about Novi over here, remember that they're Nevi'im. We're also in scroll form. We'll say just our shir today is sponsored by the Schoenfelds for the Aliyah of the Neshama of Baruch Yosef and Meir HaKohen, Barry Plotkin. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah's Neshama will have an Aliyah. So says the Gemara, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Kan bechdeshi yafsik haTorgamon, kan bechdeshi lo yafsik haTorgamon. So the Gemara says, here's the difference. The difference is, when do we say that you can't skip around in Torah? So they used to have what was called the Torgamon. Torgamon literally is a translator. So they would have someone, the Baal Kori, would read a pasuk or maybe a series of psukim, and the Torgamon would actively translate it for the tzibur. So the Gemara says, when do we say that you can't go ahead and skip around in Torah? That's when the skipping is going to take so long that lemaisa, there's going to be a lapse in time. Meaning, if you could skip while the Torgamon is still translating, so that by the time the Torgamon is finished, you're up to the new section, then that's fine. If it's going to take longer than that, then that becomes a tircha de tzibura. So the Gemara says, 1 second, v'har lo katani, but yet, we stated about this, medalgin b'navi vein medalgin b'torah. Yet the Braisa says that we are permitted to skip in Nevi'im. Remember, we'll say there in Nevi'im, we're also in scroll form. You could skip in Nevi'im, but you can't skip in Torah. Va'ad kama medalik, and how much can you skip with a Navi? Dichdei shalo yafsik haTorgamon. So they both say, interestingly enough, the way the Braisa phrases it is that the ability to skip around while the Torgamon is still speaking is dafka something reserved for Navi. Ha b'torah klal klal lo. The inference from that is with Torah, you can't skip at all. Amr Abaye lo kasha. Abaye says, not a contradiction. Kan de'inyon echod, kan bishnei inyonim. When can't you skip around the Torah? Both say, when you can't go from subject to subject. But you can go from one we can go from one section to another within the same subject. Again, but with the caveat that you can get to the second spot before the Torgamon finishes his translations in order to avoid tircha de tzibura, unnecessary strain on the tzibur. So the Gemara says, V'atanya, because we learned, medalgin b'torah be'inyon echad, u'benavi b'shnei yonim. You could skip around in the Torah from one section to another within the same subject. And in Navi, you could even skip from one subject to another. V'kan, v'chdei shlo yafsik haTorgamon. But in both Torah and Nevi'im, you could only skip in a way that you get to second location prior to the Torgamon finishing his translation. Ve'in medalgin minavi l'navi shal shnei masar. You can't go ahead and skip. Excuse me. Ve'in medalgin minavi minavi. I'm sorry. And you can't skip from one navi to another. However, ubinavi shal shnei masar medalgin. But I will say in the levim of treyasar, you are permitted to skip from one navi to another. Top of ayin. Ubilvad shlo yidalig nisof ase.